have been ugly ever since I can remember. Growing up, I was picked on quite a lot. Now, my unattractiveness or ugliness is probably quite apparent at the moment. I have a very large nose. If I turn to the side, you can see that. With even more clarity. I have very dark circles under my eyes. Large lips that just are unattractive. The one side of my face is slightly larger. I have facial asymmetry. Most people do, but mine is quite pronounced. So as you can see, this side, in comparison to this side, are quite different. Now there are a number of reasons for that, which I'll touch on. I'm going to approach this video as factual as I can be, analysis of what it is like to be an unattractive woman. I'm not wearing any makeup, as you can see. I did recently wash my face, and I did my beauty routine, but I'm not wearing any makeup, no filters. I feel it would be unjust to make a video about being ugly and wear makeup in it. I do wear makeup at times. I'm not going to do it in this video. So, low self-esteem started as a child. I was a very troubled child. I had a lot of anxiety. I would say I had an anxiety disorder that was left untreated until I was in my teens. So, I was a very scared child, but I'm not going to get into that. But I think with my upbringing and my experiences in early childhood, as they do, had an effect on my psyche and my self-image that has followed me into my adult life. I'm 25 now, so. So I was, as a lot of people are, I was picked on in school quite a bit. I'm something of a romantic, and I would often develop crushes on the cute boys, of course, as we all do. And because I was a little romantic, I would have to get it out there. I'd have to tell them. I remember there was one boy, I won't mention his name. I had such a crush on him. I liked him so much. I thought he was so cute, and he had blonde hair and blue eyes. Maybe they were green, but I just thought he was adorable. And I went up to him and said, "I really like you, and I want you to be my boyfriend." And he was like, "Okay, sure." I was like, "What?" Like, this was a boy who had picked on me before and called me Big Nose and all kinds of names, but, like, finally he was saying yes. Like, he really thought I was really cute, and or so I thought. I remember that night I called him on the phone because we had a little pamphlet of all the names, addresses, and phone numbers of all the students in the school. And I found his name, and I found his phone number, and I called him, and I was like, "Hey, it's me." let's talk. Let's be boyfriend and girlfriend, right? I mean, like, how can you be boyfriend and girlfriend when you're 9 years old? But, so I was talking to him on the phone, and he was saying really sweet things at first. Like, oh, let's play together tomorrow on the playground. And then eventually, as he was about to hang up, he said, "And by the way, I don't like you. This was all a prank." That destroyed my world as a little girl. It was really difficult for me. And all of the other crushes that I had in elementary school were very similar. I had a crush on a boy, and then he didn't like me, and he would make fun of me with his friends. You know, I'd walk past them, and they'd snigger, and then that developed as I developed in middle school and high school. I'm part Italian, so as I got older, my Italian characteristics, I suppose, became more pronounced. Specifically my nose and my lips. I've always been quite asymmetrical as well. I was born with that. I have one side of my body is slightly larger than the other. It's quite common. Mine is just a bit more than what is common. I actually had a lot of x-rays as a child because of that as well. So I was picked on a lot in school. Boys would call me horse face, sausage nose. One boy said that he would never date a girl with a nose that's bigger than his dick, were his words. And it was hurtful. As a kid, it's hurtful when you're growing up and people treat you that way. My home life wasn't that much greater. Constantly being told that you're worthless by your parents, and then going to school and being made to feel worthless there, you do feel worthless. So maybe I wasn't all that ugly at that time, but I think my experience, even though I wasn't completely hideous, affected the way that I viewed myself, and the following events made me even more unattractive than I was. So I went through school not really, I mean, I had boyfriends, but I think, if I remember correctly, they were very short-lived. Boys just didn't like me back. And my only real relationship was a long-distance relationship. Whoops. So my first real boyfriend lived in another state. We met, I believe, when I was 16. We met on Facebook, of course, so he didn't have a real idea of what I looked like. I mean, he saw pictures, and I'm sure there were some videos of me on Facebook, but he didn't really know what I looked like. Nonetheless, he was apparently quite enamored by me, and being a girl that didn't receive much attention from boys, it was quite special to me. I went through school, finished school, and all the while I was in this online relationship with this boy. Now, despite that, I was still struggling with my self-image. I was beginning to get quite heavy. And I gained quite a bit of weight. Also, at this time, I was dealing with an issue that many women don't deal with until they're much older. I was born with a chromosomal abnormality. Now, what that can mean is literally anything from very benign, you know, things that you wouldn't even notice. Or it can mean, you know, Down syndrome or Turner syndrome or something like that. Fortunately, my chromosomal abnormality was a chromosomal translocation. So what that means is that one of my X chromosomes and part of my ninth chromosome broke off and switched places. So part of my ninth chromosome is on my X, and part of my X is on my ninth. So I'm something of a poorly solved jigsaw puzzle. What that means for me, typically what that means for most people, is that they don't even know about it. They don't even realize that it's... Because for most people, it doesn't... There aren't any symptoms. But for me, my main symptom was I went through a normal puberty up until about the age of 15, 16. And then I stopped... I'd always had irregular periods, but I think at the age of 15 or 16, I stopped getting periods altogether. So naturally you see your doctor because you want to know what's going on. Why am I not getting my period? I had some blood tests done and they found out that I had this chromosomal abnormality. And basically, the way my doctor described it was that my X chromosome, while all of the information is there, it broke at conception at the point where the information for the function of my ovaries is. So, I was born with a certain amount of eggs, and I was born with much less eggs than a typical woman is. And those eggs were dispelled from my body quite early on. So I would say I had 20 eggs, maybe. Where most women have, I think, thousands. So... As a result of not having a period, I didn't have the hormone levels that typical 16-year-olds have. They started to decrease quite a lot. And my doctor's solution to that was to put me on birth control pills. Now, I didn't want to be on birth control pills. And I refused to take them, which I shouldn't have. Looking back at it now, hindsight is 20/20, but I should have been taking the pills because they would have prevented a lot of complaints that I have now about my physical appearance. So, I used to have quite chubby cheeks as a young kid. Not as a very small kid, I was always quite thin. But when I started going through puberty, I had quite chubby cheeks and full of life cheeks. Because I was lacking estrogen, I was also beginning to lack collagen. And collagen is what keeps the skin looking youthful and supple. Because I lacked collagen, I started to have a similar effect to what middle-aged women experience. And that effect is aging. In myself, it was a bit slower, a bit of a slower process, but as you can see, my cheeks are quite flattened out. Whereas now I'm going to smile. They used to be something more like this, which automatically makes the face look much younger. But I have a very flattened out, very jowly looking face. I have kind of jowls. And I also noticed around the eyes, I'm not sure if you can see, I have quite dark circles under my eyes. Now I use creams, I use all kinds of treatments to reduce the appearance of those, but they started appearing. Now I didn't link these things together until much later, but they started appearing after I started having a decrease in hormones. So, as you can see, the dark circles and lines under my eyes also age me quite a bit. So, being 25 years old, that is considered unattractive. I look somewhat older than my age in some respects. As this all was occurring, as I was with my ex, and I was having these hormonal issues, I also got in a car accident. Quite a traumatizing car accident. I fractured my face in quite a few places. The main fracture was the fracture of my orbital rim, right here. So what happened was, I believe, I was either hit with the airbag in this eye, this side of my face, or I hit the steering wheel and then the airbag hit my face. It all happened within a moment. One moment I was looking down to grab something, and the next I was coming to, and I couldn't see out of this eye. I was blinded in my right eye. Completely couldn't see. And I was terrified. I got out of my car. I reached up to my eye and brought my fingers down and looked at my fingers, and there was blood. And so, of course, my mind jumped to, oh my god, my eye is gone. You know, like, in that moment, you don't think about, like, what rationally could have happened. I was just like, my eye's gone, it's gone. I don't have an eye. Thankfully, a guy came up and he was like, no, your eye's there, it's good. You just have a big gash over it. Still, I was still fucking absolutely terrified by the fact that I couldn't see. I was blinded. I sat by the side of the road and I held a pack of ice on my eye, and gradually, the vision started coming back, but it was almost like looking at the snow on a TV screen. It was a very strange experience, and quite frightening. So I got into the ambulance. They took me to the hospital. I gave them all of my thoughts about what happened. I thought, oh, maybe I have a piece of glass in my eye. Maybe I, maybe this happened, maybe that happened. Gave them all my opinions. They said, yeah, of course, yeah, that might have been what happened. I got a CAT scan, and it turned out I had these fractures. I also deviated my nasal septum, so my large nose that was already quite large, as you can see, became even larger and more crooked and more just out there and hideous, and everyone's looking at it. I feel like everyone is constantly looking at it. But my main concern at that time was, am I going to get my vision back? Is my vision going to come back? And they told me straight up, we don't know. So they took me to another hospital, and I saw a specialist there. It turned out that I had not a retinal tear, but a retinal bruise. It was just a bruise on my retina, and my vision should eventually come back completely, and it did. So I can see now, and I'm so thankful every day. I was so lucky. It was such a stupid experience, and I don't know what I would do if I were blind today, and I'm so lucky to have my sight. So complaining about this being ugly sometimes seems to me like I'm not being thankful enough. But my experience being ugly so outweighs my experience being blinded, because it's something that I have to live with every day, and I'm thankful that I don't have to live with the blindness every day I am. But looking at the result of this, looking at the fact that this, I did this to myself more than anything, it's the anger with myself that I did this to myself that gets to me every single day. Not so much anymore, but especially after it happened. I couldn't even look at myself without feeling like I wasn't looking at myself. And you probably can't even tell. Most people say they can't. But it took what was already quite an asymmetrical face and completely made it completely asymmetrical. This side of my face is larger than this side. The jaw is much larger and more pronounced than this side. You know, looking at my eyes, the right eye is sunken in, it's actually moved in the socket. It appears smaller. The brows look completely different. This one is very flat. My nose is crooked. It was already large, but now it's crooked and large and even bigger than it was. I have a terrible time breathing out of it. Dark circles under my eyes have gotten worse. I never had acne as a kid, and now I suddenly have acne all over my face. So I went from being a very adorable child to being slightly awkward looking adolescent to being an unattractive teenager, then to an ugly, very hideous adult that people cannot look past my face. Especially men. Other than my ex, I had a very difficult time with men. Now, my ex in the beginning was quite loving. He would constantly tell me how beautiful I was, and I felt beautiful then. I had issues with my self-esteem, but I felt like, yeah, like I'm attractive. I, you know, not to everybody, but I was. It was enough to be attractive to him. It felt like enough to me. Just going on and on and on, aren't I? It's been 25 minutes now. I don't want to feel sorry for myself. I want to explain the experience that I've had, and that probably a lot of other women have had, but they feel like they can't talk about it. It's because, oh, don't complain about your ugliness. Don't let other people know that you think you're ugly. Because then they'll think you're uglier. But no. I'm ugly, and it's something that I think about every day. Every fucking day of my life. I look in the mirror, and I just know. I know how I'm perceived. And it's not the way I see myself. I mean, it's not the way that I view myself in my mind. My dating life and my love life. I will get more in depth into this at probably a later time. But it was always quite difficult. You know, I had crushes on these boys in school and that never had feelings for me, and I had one real boyfriend. I'm seeing someone right now who I'm pretty sure doesn't actually like me. And I feel as if they're using me, but I don't have the self-confidence to speak to him about it. And it's because it's a trap, you know. If you're an ugly woman, you're not supposed to act like you're beautiful, right? But you're not supposed to say that you're ugly. So you're just supposed to walk around and be completely invisible because people would rather have you be invisible. People don't want to look at you. People don't want to be reminded of your presence. They don't want to see people like me. And they do their best to ignore me, and I do my best to stay out of their way. But I don't want to stay out of their way. I want to have the experience of loving someone and really, really being loved in return in every way. In every way. Not just for my personality, but I want someone to look at me and really think that I'm beautiful. Maybe that's vain, right? It's vain to want those things if you're ugly. But if you're beautiful, it's your right to want those things. I just want to know what it's like. And I have family, and I have friends. A friend. And that should be enough. But is it? And I feel horrible saying that.